This morning's reading is from Hebrews chapter 10 and starting at verse 35, and it's on page 1209. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. And, but my righteous one will live by faith, and I will take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed by God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
Standing up here, it seems absolutely ages since we had the reading. I normally arrange it so that I preach straight after the reading so people can remember what it's about. Well, the title is Living by Faith. We had the reading when some of the most famous verses written about faith ever written. But please come with me. Those that care to, please join me. Just look at the reading again. It's on page 1209 of the Church Bibles. Page 1209, right at the top. It's the end of Hebrews 10 and the beginning of 11. And it's dealing with that thing. So what is living by faith? And the reading, in summary, it gives four extreme examples of what living by faith looks like. Four people who lived long, long ago. Well, we might think, well, what's that got to do with me? Well, I want to tell you. I want to suggest what it does have to do with us. They're actually easy to remember. They're four names from early on in the Old Testament, four extreme events: Abel, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham. But the first point in our reading there is, cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Don't throw away your faith. What is confidence? What is faith? What is trust? Well, those of us who went to English lessons and listened, or maybe those of us who did Latin in the old days, confidence. It's a Latin word. It means with complete trust. Con, with, fide, faithfulness, trust. How can we be with complete trust? The answer is, it's because of the other great with. God is with us. Emmanuel, that's one of the titles that we of God that we talk about at Christmas. Emmanuel, which means God with us. And he has already come. Jesus has already come to save his people from their sins. We know that. That's a gospel message. That's what the angels came with. Jesus came to take the punishment we deserved. He offered himself as a perfect sacrifice once for all, rose from the dead, seated at the right hand of God, preparing a place for us. That's the good news of Christmas. It's the good news of the gospel. It's the good news every day. Jesus is the difference between life and death. Jesus is why we can trust. God is with us. The Bible says the same thing all the way through. Deuteronomy 31, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, whoever them are, for it is the Lord your God who is with you. He goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. The message from God is the same right the way through the Bible. Jesus says the same, behold, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. We're just in the first verse now. Do not throw away your confidence. Don't lose heart. And the second part jumps to the end of everything. The rich rewards that God has promised to those who love him. A place of welcome and love forever. Our eternal home with our Heavenly Father. Wonderful. But we're human beings, we say. What about now? That's all very well in the future. What about now? How do we live out our faith now? Well, that's what this writer of Hebrews does. He knows that's what people want to know. What do we do about this uncomfortable part called life in between? And so the writer of Hebrews gives examples, four specific examples, four people who had confidence in God. But sticking with it, before I get onto those names, we need to not just hold on, we need to persevere. Verse 36, we need to persevere whatever. Don't be part of those who shrink back and are destroyed. Be with those who have faith and are saved. Holding on to our faith, keeping going, absolutely matters all the time. Faith, that word again. What is faith? Well, the three verses that begin chapter 11, many people say they're the most famous verses ever written on faith. Written not by men, but by God. God is telling us what faith is. Now, when I have conversations with people in the world, they often talk about a woolly kind of faith. Yes, of course I have faith. I believe there's some kind of big purpose in life. Yes, of course there's got to be something or somebody. Of course I believe in something. I don't know exactly what, but that's okay. It's not okay. Especially, as I find, people often end their woolly declaration of faith, but I don't believe in the God in the Bible. I don't believe God would send anybody to hell. That is not the truth. God's word here declares the universe was formed at God's command. We can't see how God created all things by his almighty word. We weren't there. But we do see what he made. We see creation all around us. We know Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. Firmament shows his handiwork. The abundance of God, the greatness of God is all around us. Evidence, bearing witness, showing God. And then people say, well, you can't prove the existence of God. Why don't we look at what he has made? See, something's gone wrong with people's hearts. People don't want God, even though his existence is so obvious. People want to do what they want without any consequences. They don't even want to think about judgment, that we shall all be called to give an account to Almighty God, that we shall all be returned to our Maker to give an account. And the Bible says bluntly, people suppress the truth in their hearts. They push it down, out of the way, put it to the back of their minds. Just a call, you know, please don't suppress the truth that you already know about God in your hearts. I don't know if it applies to anyone here today. Don't shrink back from God and be amongst those going to destruction. Put your faith and trust in our Saviour God. Begin a new life and live by faith in the living God. Let's come to those four people that are held forth by the writer of Hebrews, inspired by God, as the first examples to inspire us, to show us what living by faith is like. And I've got a warning here, another one. God's word may make us uncomfortable. It might say things that we would rather not hear. It's easy to like the verses that sound positive, like the end of verse 6 in chapter 11. God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And our reading uses the words commended. Commended. These people were commended for their faith. What does commend mean? If those of us who didn't go to many English classes, not me, I went to English classes. Commended is when somebody important says to you, well done, and gives you a reward. Like a soldier going up and getting a medal. That's what commended means. And commended by God is, how about God saying to each of us, well done, good and faithful servant, and receiving the crown that God has for us. So, the whole of chapter 11 in Hebrews there is often called the chapter where it's the heroes of faith. People who have great successes in their life through faith. And so here's an extract from later in chapter 11. These examples of people of faith who had great successes. They stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong. Yes, yes, yes. We like those kind of examples of faith. We'd like to have lives of faith like that. Well, may it be so for those in the will of God. But I invite us to take comfort from the other uncomfortable parts in Hebrews 11. God is equally pleased with those who through faith have trials, mockings, scourgings, bonds, imprisonment, stoned, sawn apart, tempted, great trials of life, killed, wandered about with no place to go, destitute, afflicted, tormented. God commends these people for their faith too. Those people are part of God's list of heroes too. And our four examples this morning are a bit of a mixed lot too. First example, Abel, murdered by his own brother Cain. Why? He was murdered for his faith, for his acceptable offering, for his heart being right with God, and his elder brother not liking it. It gives us a message from the Bible. Life isn't fair. People don't get what they deserve in this life. There's many scriptures about that. And there needs to be many scriptures about that, because the human heart often says to God, "Why is this happening to me? I don't deserve it." God sees all things anyway, and what he's looking for is the heart of faith that continues anyway. So of course Abel, being killed there by his brother, he was the first martyr. He died for his faith. And I guess the application for us is, are we prepared to keep going, whatever? Second example, Enoch. Well, the first example was an example of faith which ended in death by murder. The second example is disappearance, a miraculous disappearance. We don't know much about Enoch. He was a pre-flood person, but we do know that his name is recorded and the kind of life he lived is recorded. His whole life pleased God. And God took him straight to heaven. People couldn't find him. The ways of God are past finding out. And my application for us this morning is, be ready for God to do something completely unexpected in your life, this year, today. Pray if you dare for the Lord to do a new thing in your life, because he is here. He is near. The Lord said to Jeremiah, "Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him?" declares the Lord. "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" We do not need to go looking for God. He is already here. Let's not underestimate the power of God this year to come to change our lives. Third example, Noah. Well, let Noah be our great example of faith in God's judgment to come on a wicked world. Even though it happened yet, Noah was called to start building that ark on dry land, because God had told him destruction is coming. It's all right to be moved into action by fear of God's judgment to come. Noah got into action. All these examples show faith in action. Of course, faith on its own, you can't say what it is. It shows up in action. What people do, how they live their lives. Noah got into action building the ark, and he warned people along the way. He's called a preacher in the Bible. But I guess people didn't believe him. He just carried on building the ark. Noah and his family actually lived to see the judgment of God on the earth, the flood waters on the earth, and they were saved out of it. It is right to speak of the certainty of the judgment of God to come. Jesus did. John the Baptist did. When the Pharisees, when the religious leaders came to see what he was doing, talking about repentance, baptizing people in the River Jordan. John the Baptist said bluntly, "Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" One of my two favorite books on sharing your faith with people is called Hell's Best Kept Secret. Hell's Best Kept Secret, I'll tell you the answer, is hell itself. People don't like to talk about it. And because people are frightened to mention the judgment to come, the Holy Spirit can't work and bring people to faith. Let's settle down a bit with our last example, Abraham. Perhaps he's the one I find easiest to identify with. He was on a long journey of faith. He was settled onto a long journey. He wasn't settled down on a long journey of faith. He was settled down at the beginning before God called him. He was settled down in comfort, wealth, and plenty in the early city of Ur in southern Iraq. And the Lord said to him, in his comfort, "Get up and go to a land which I will show you." And Abraham got up and went, even though he didn't know where he was going. We can identify with that partly. And Abraham had lots of events on that long journey of his life. He had a long stopover in Haran, just on the northern border of Syria. He went on to Canaan. Was this where God wanted him to be? But it was full of people already. He was still living in tents. There was a family argument with Lot about the grazing rights of their flocks that they brought with them. There was a major famine in his life. He had to go to Egypt for a while. Abraham's journey of faith was full of life events, good and bad. He just kept going, as we should, persevering in faith, whatever. Abraham knew what that great reward of faith really is. He kept his eyes on his eternal destination, as our reading and our message ends, "For he," Abraham, "was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." Lord, we give thanks that we are counted children of Abraham by faith. Lord, you called Abraham to be a father of many nations. And here we are today. Lord, we thank you that your word is being fulfilled in us. Lord, we praise you as the one who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.